Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways and RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and this is July 29th, 2012. Hello, everybody. The call number is 800-313-9443, and the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We're just having a friendly conversation here about water as a weapon, the new world war over used by terrorists for using water as a hostage and leverage into the coming war. I think Romney is over in Israel talking about processes of things where they're going to have a foreign policy to support Israel if they want to attack Iran, or Iran goes in the other way. But keep in mind, they can't go anywhere in Iran or any other country without the water to produce out the deuterium and the process of it. Keep in mind that the human body contains 2 grams of deuterium in a natural way. In other words, the process of our radioactivity is now inbred into the sequenced gene system, which I talked about on the last hour, which has now been sequenced from human sperm. And, of course, these all affect future industries, processes, and businesses, of which Obama wants to have under the Karl Marx system, of the fact of not having entrepreneurs, and the American Inventors Act, which was changed, the first to file rather than the first to conceive an idea, to make it equal with foreign countries. Of course, their position will be, if they first to file, they own it globally. And under international national phase entrance of patents, will be controlled by an international law Congress instead of the United States. So in the process of this, you have investments which are in companies, and of course in most of the companies will go overseas. As a natural course of action, particularly if Obama gets elected again, that's the story. See, I'm not being political about this. I'm just being practical about it. The whole thing is that I'm not being Republican or Democrat or the rest of. If I had my way, I would mess up everybody in terms and hand Ron Paul the key to the White House, even though I know his foreign policy won't stack up to dictatorships. But, you know, it's about time we have a guy strap on his gun, get on his horse, have some balls, and be able to develop an emerging market index investment fund. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over. Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Before the break, I was mentioning the emerging market index, which is a part of the European stock, the STOXX, and it has a 20% loss. But the whole process of emerging market stocks, is really kind of a neutral buy for somebody. In other words, if you have a year-on-year 7% slip in the emerging market earnings, while the United States is going to have earnings that may continue to rise, that could easily reverse in the year 2013. And the so naturally, the emerging market valuations of stock are going to be cheap. But what they're not telling the public is that what the emerging markets are really worried about is food inflation. And this will affect the central banks around the world. In other words, if you add the water price, for the price of water, which is already going to start. In other words, the process of the world domination of water price. Remember what we talked about last year? I did two presentations that are in the archives concerning selling water as a commodity. Now, the commodity markets would include water along with corn and soybeans as an example. And, of course, soybeans are worth more than gold in the bigger process. I just got lucky to have a couple soybean patents and working through things I've invented in plants. But the whole, which is worth more than gold. Gold is a good investment, and everybody talks about it, and everyone's been educated over, even from biblical days, of how valuable gold is. I think there's a story about throwing over the tables of the merchants' banks as a demonstration by someone called Jesus, and his comment about gold is very interesting. I don't have time to go into it today, but I want to put it to you this way. The water as a weapon has begun. It's on the open market. It started August 3rd, 2011, when the Swiss National Bank cut their rates in 2011 as close to zero as they could, knowing that the future water wars were going to come in and be formalized. And the food inflation, as food as we just assume it is, will no longer be. And the whole process of the what is called the equity benchmark on emerging markets against the Standard & Poor 500 will be measured on a new standard. So they're and that's why they're lowering out the interest rates to as much as zero as possible to accommodate this process of the emerging investment market. Now, the stock market for Europe and Japan will be open in a few hours. And it's at this time that what I'm mentioning right now is a tip-off for this is not some esoteric, futuristic concept. It means that the formalization of the price of water and food for this, what is coming in the 10-year water wars, physical wars, and the process of development of the plan begins tomorrow morning. Now, you have this, of course, is timed in such a way for the meetings that have occurred, and in the markets now that have occurred as of yesterday. So, what we have here is a very delicate principle. It's kind of hard to say or to put forth what we should be putting forth in terms of what is considered something where you invest in something and you develop an idea and have it under the control of the government. And you have wide price structures that are failure prone. In other words, you have systems by which you can look at a principle and develop an idea of what the great paradox is. Now, I'm going to say the great paradox, I call it. And when you talk about investments, is what seems too high in your price and what is risky to the majority usually goes higher. And it goes higher eventually. And what seems low and cheap as a price usually goes lower. This is a paradox, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that if you have a stock that's making a new high, and let's say it's on the list for the first time while trading, or you got a big volume during the bull market, it might be a prospect with a big potential for investment. Now, if you have control under the Karl Marx system of Obama and the process that says we don't have that, there are a lot of, his quote was, also there's a lot of smart people out there. There are a lot of hard-working people out there, unquote. And the idea is that but the government helped them do that. Now, if you have the process of the, Obama doesn't believe in the free market, and the whole process of, of developing industries, which are going to affect in terms of human medical devices and the process as an example, then why does Obama have, as now Obama is a tax instead of penalty for not getting health care? Why is it in the Obamacare there's an interagency working group on health care policy quality? Why is it that there's a rationing potential for the process of called non-hospital value-based purchasing program? Why is it that there is a process of the Independent Payment Advisory Board to be controlled by councils from across the United States who know nothing about medicine? Why is it that there is the development of the interagency pain research coordinated committee, which will control the process of drugs and medical devices for pain and have it controlled by an international bank in Obamacare? Why is there the advisory group on the prevention of health promotion and interactive public health under Obamacare, which is has the potential for the involvement of the replacement of the processes of human research? Why is there a committee in Obamacare called the National Prevention of Health and Promotion and Public Health Control? Why is there the National Health and Disparity Data Collection and Reporting System, which reports directly to the Public Health Service and directly to the Surgeon General? Why is there a process called the Class Independent Fund Board and Treasurers and Trustees to be on that board and the process of the involvement of the insurance market and other expansions of the class? It's called the Class Program. It's called the Class Independence Fund. It's called the Class Independent Benefit Plan. That's in Obamacare. That agency, in turn, reports to and directly to the Secretary of Health and Human Services and directly reports to the President of the United States. Why is there an interagency working group on health care quality, which reports directly to the President of the United States, similar to the kill list? That's fact. And the whole process comes down to the rationing potential of what is called the new government. Now, the new government on the insurance mandates, which have various sectional codes, have 17 agencies that are being developed. And these are additional entities, which are the core of the process of the Karl Marx system of not having entrepreneurs or basis of any invention concept unless it's promoted by the Commissar within Russia principle that occurred during the Berlin Wall days. You know, I was faked out and I was in the loop. I remember Obama went to Berlin, Germany while he was running for president. I know four people he met, but I didn't pay any attention to it because I didn't think that anybody would ever elect this guy. And the thing comes down to the fact that now I know what he was doing and the process and how this, what is called the essential, it's called the Office of New Unemployment and Pilot Projects, has 26 agencies. This whole organizational chart for what's called the new government in Obamacare, which is 119 new agencies, is the exact organizational chart used by Russia and the communists during Karl Marx's interest. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Getting ahead of myself in terms of the 5-year euro plan for quantitative easing 3, which is going to be coming in as a potential choice, because the Federal Reserve offered only actually an extension of what they called the Operation Twist. Now, Operation Twist would use the proceeds from these maturing bonds, and it already holds, to buy more bonds. The idea behind this is to develop a protection against the full employment ratios, which goes against the great paradox that I talked about earlier. Now, the of the stock market. Now, this is such a huge process of investment position of what I'm just mentioning about the rationing potentials of 73 new agencies within Obamacare as a tax, that Forbes magazine will be holding a healthcare summit December 4th and 5th in New York City. This will be available as a conference system for access for people that are processing healthcare within the world, the new elite World Bank, and the process of who lives and dies, and the projects that will be put forth that I've been discussing for the past year and a half. This was before Obamacare was a law. This is when it was a bill. And remember Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi of the House of Representatives saying, well, we'll know what's in it after you sign it, and so forth. And I had read the bill. It was 2,600 and some pages at the time. But the whole process of I was giving the sections of the bill, and it's like reading it to people that are in a bar and the music's too loud and you can't hear your voice. But somebody's going to have the hit the fan issues come up in December, and I hope to be a part of that healthcare summit. I won't be able to be there, of course, but thank goodness for the Harvard University's teleconferencing. And I might even show my face rather than have a screen play so that you only see my shadow. The other processes of developing on the process of water, which will be tied in with, they will be using some of these principles that I'm going to propose, even though it doesn't look like it's health care, but it is, because you have to drink the water. If it's contaminated, and you have contaminated water, which is based upon the climate change, what they're putting in the United Nations. You see how that circle goes? Yet they don't want to measure methane. Yet they want to support the concept of the contaminated water from fracking because that helps the stock market. Let me tell you something about the stock market. In the process, did you know? excuse me. Did you know that we have off the shores in the Gulf of Mexico, we have let's see, China, we have Korea, we have Norway, and. Yeah, we have a Malaysian rig there. We have in the center coming into the base of New Mexico, we have Korea oil companies that are drilling for oil and natural gas. In Colorado, you have China, Korea, Kuwait, and Petrobras. And, of course, Iraqi. The Iraqi government takes out 2.3 million barrels a day out of the Colorado Shale. Texas, of course, has Statoil. That's estimated 2.1 million barrels a day. China takes out a process of, the recent data. That would be in terms of reserves from the United States of America per week, it's $4.2 billion goes to China every week for shale drilling in the United States. Yes, you do. Obama will not let anybody work out the natural gas or oil at the other line. Let's say you don't have it in the Gulf. You see, they all went to Brazil. They made the deal with Brazil, and they worked it through. Okay, so you have out of the process of it, you have 150,000 barrels a day coming out of the United States that goes to a communist country. And Venezuela gets the 14,000 barrels a day, and so does Brazil, 16,000 barrels a day that we should be going to the United States. Wake up, everybody. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Park Pathways, and call number is 800-313-9443. And someone asked me about a week ago if I had a bucket list. And I said, yeah, I got a bucket list. And I said, I've been making it for some time. And I said, in the process, I want to be able to sample and critique Sparks Steakhouse in New York. They have the top. They have the top steaks, and Joe's Stone Crab House in Miami Beach, Florida, and for their stone crabs. And I want to critique Ricky's Restaurant in Nevada, California, and I might even be able to take my clarinet there and play with the jazz band for a while and have a good meal. Ricky's is, they get process of various chefs who have top billing. And, of course, Bob Chin's Crab House in Wheelington, Illinois. I remember years ago that place. I want to go back there and, you know, take a little bus and sample these things and work it out for my own restaurant, which I'm going to call something healing. Restaurant, but there's going to be meat on the menu, and the water is going to be different. And one thing I want to mention about the water is that there's a very, I call it a senator engineering plan on the elimination of desalination pretreatment.
systems using a slant well feed water supply system. Engineering wise, it's quite ingenious. That the idea behind this is to have a well a slant that goes into the seabed, and you have this horizontal recharge system from the offshore aquifer. And the idea behind this is to eliminate the pretreatment using using this slant well system. I will give them credit for the fact that they're eliminating a process of mercury a discharge from the desalination. If you have desalination for the water, of course you have mercury discharges, and which contaminate the water from another site on the recycle system. And you need an ultraviolet cracker associated with cooling modules to be able to develop these kinds of ways to get rid of, if you can, of the mercury, which you can't do. You also get mercury and coal, which is necessary for the use of the vapor generation systems. But, of course, you get the energy. You still have the mercury that you have to deal with. And in liquid and gas streams, you have remote traps for the trapping of mercury using the argon system, argon lamp systems. But the whole idea of the process of being able to do slant drilling to eliminate the reverse osmosis pretreatment can be costly for the human body in terms of having what are called disassociated ions of mercury displacements, which I talked about 5 years ago in terms of how these processes were developing in the human body. See, in all of these designs and engineering systems, everybody forgets the human body. Then you get every hack in the world that's got a medical alternate system writing a newsletter or putting out a book about some junk science that has to do with the process. If you take our pill, we're going to work with you, you know. Now, there's a lot of things that you can do in terms of being able to defend your body against these things, but you also have to, which I'll be writing about. But the whole thing is that I'm going to be decided that it's just time. No one ever does it. No one ever does it. Tony Roberts, you know, having people walk on coals and they burn their feet. Well, what the hell do you expect? You know, it's a question of how well did you walk over the coals and other mental process, and people think they're failures because they got their feet burned at a self-help seminar in San Jose, California. It's the same process that happens with the water and the process and the food. You know, it's the whole Bay system of development. And I will talk more about the elimination of the desalination pretreatment system at a later date. But I want to go back to this one thing that we missed in terms of the water reuse association of water with use. The government, the United Nations, has declared that Title 22 water can be used for irrigation. Now, that's in this country. And the process of this, and of course, there aren't any restrictions in other countries in the first place on the use of the water. That's why we have food you can go in your refrigerator and it'll rot. Bananas, you can taste the chemicals. Pomegranates, you can taste the chemicals. Pomegranate juice is being used in the process of saying, well, that's an aphrodisiac. Well, yes, it's an aphrodisiac, but it doesn't have petrophyte vital phenol in it. You know, and the things, then you have nitrified water. According to the World Bank, nitrified water can be used for cooling towers. Well, then what happens to the Legerias and the Listerias that are growing in the cooling towers? You can have a single pass reverse osmosis, and these, of course, can be used for low-pressure boiler feeds. And then you can have a double pass reverse osmosis. You can have a high-pressure boiler feed. And then you can have what's called, and the fancy term the United Nations has used, is advanced water. And what advanced water is a reusable water that is reallocated out into the groundwater injection as a fiction to say, well, it's in the water, it's in the tanks on the ground. We re-injected it and let it in there for 2 years, and then we're going to pump it back up again and give it to you, fella. So the whole thing comes down to, I'll be talking a lot about these conceptual fictions and human destroyers in another time, and I'm not being facetious when I say that. So the whole thing comes down to the fact when you have the end game in terms of healthcare and the process of rare disorders. You know, one of the specialties that I want to be involved in, and I've always talked about orphan diseases. These are obscure cures. You know, it affects about 7 billion people on the rough. There's about 350 million that are affected by rare diseases. France has about 60 orphan drugs. Greece has about 20% orphan drugs. And all these orphan diseases and orphan drugs are not being tested properly. And because they're orphan, Congress doesn't give money, United Nations doesn't give money, they consider this part of the population slough off. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that you need the process of the numbers of sufferers for these orphan diseases. It's what I want to focus on in the lab. It's what I want to focus on in terms of the recipes for the food. And speaking of herbals and tinctures and the rest of it, my hat's off to Minerva Medica, and source that out a little bit and see what's on that side of the fence on Minerva Medica. I am conscientiously saying that. And the other thing, too, which is not my company or anything, it just happens to be I'm just familiar with the quality of it. But the thing is that where we have is in terms of Uniquar. It's a small Dutch biotech company, and it got authorization to market Glyberia, which is offering hope to these lipoprotein lipase deficiencies. Now, these are rare genetic diseases, and they prevent the breakdown of fat, and they cause us, you know, severe pain and inflammation of the pancreas. Now, the United States government is saying, well, you have a hypolipoprotein test for younger people to determine the prediabetes, the AIC, in the process of it. But, of course, in the rationing system of Obamacare, that test will not be allowed in terms of being a set. I will say this, that the whole process of preclinical lymphoma and lymphatic sarcoma cancers on clinical trials. In 2013, as a result of maybe our little show or some other people connected with our little show or other people, they will have basic insurance costs for clinical trial expenses for people in 2013 for lymphoma. And that is a huge achievement. And the truth is, I don't know how it actually happened. It's just, it's one of those things you look for and want, and I think it happens. But I thank the gods for that and the people in the process of being able to, that were responsible, for that. Speaking of gods, I want to get this on the table. In terms of the thing, I get there's got to answer something. I want to make sure that I can't practice medicine on the air; it's not legal. Anything there is a very special. I get a lot of hundreds and hundreds of emails a show, thing, and I try to group subjects in terms of answering people. The thing, so everybody gets an answer of some kind to get them on guidance. But the thing is, there's a veteran out there that's one of our listeners, and he's talking about probiotics and the whole process of it, and he's having trouble drinking his solutions and because of coatings inside the containers and so forth. For that particular veteran, which I think represents millions of people with the same problem of intestinal lower intestinal system, And, of course, there are reflexes on esophageal reflexes, and it have been. I insist that that particular veteran and all of you out there that have lower intestinal problems, of course, acidophilus is essential. I've said it every time, I think, but make sure that you get close to 500 billion bacteria capsules and the thing, because there aren't any dosages on acidophilus, because you have the various forms of bacilluses and the rest of it that go with it. But you see, you have destruction. You have destruction. Where do you think the destruction comes from? It comes from the process of the chemicals that are in the food. So this is why, and here I go, I may sound like a contradiction, but the whole thing is an apple a day. A good apple. Now, you're going to have to work to get a good apple. And the thing is, because today most of the apples are irrigated with human waste water, the process of things, the bees are contaminated, and the population of bees supply is low. This is why on my farm I want to have bees. But the thing comes down to, and not, I don't want South American bee aggressive bees either, which is another problem, because you've got the inbreeding of the bees, which is causing a transfer of oleometric acid. But the thing is that where we are, apple, raw, eat it at afternoon, best time. The biometric and the cyclic rhythm of the biorhythm clock of the human being works well, better in the afternoon for the intestines. And watch where the sun is placed. You know, I don't have time to go into the process of the influences of the outside environment, but there's something to that. Now, here I had this great thing going, and I forgot what I was going to say. I was thinking, that's right. The process, I was going to get into the gods for a minute. But the thing is, and I will in a minute, but one of the things that I wanted to mention was the fact that all of this has to do with pore transfer. In other words, synthetic pores that restrict the types of materials that are allowed in the cells. And right now, there's a permanent, at Beijing Normal University and at SUNY Buffalo, New York, a collaboration of a project I'm reviewing, which is the pores are permeable to potassium ions in water, but they're not to the sodium and lithium ions. And this selectivity can exist in nature as it is in plants, but it's never been done as a synthetic structure until now. Now, this was created by some very genius types of people from China and at SUNY Buffalo, New York. And the process of developing this will be very important for the lower intestine studies, and also the process of being able to handle the water in a different way. That's all I'm going to say right now. So the thing is that, and also you have memantine, which is a drug used to treat Alzheimer's disease. It actually improves memory of people with Down syndrome. And, of course, this is an orphan disease, which I have great interest in, because Down syndrome people have very special chemistry that can be helpful for the length of life. Excuse me. So at the University of Colorado, they have developed an advanced use of memantine, and it can improve brain function. And I want to integrate this with some brain herbals for in a very advanced way for the development of certain brain structures that are necessary for socialization, which are necessary for healing. Now, these are brain fissures of the human brain that have been suppressed over many centuries and in the genetic code. So that I'll be talking about down the road. But the thing is, now, very quickly, because of time limitations, one of the things that I've done several things on the Mayan code and the 13 Bataks and the Baton, the 5,000-year cycle for the Mayan calendar. One of the things that I wanted to mention is that The Mayan long count calendar is now in its fifth age, and it's going into the sixth age. But you see, in the Mayan calendar, there isn't any number six. So when the Mayan culture was discovered by missionaries and Spanish conquistadors, they destroyed all of the books. It's almost similar to Alexandria, you know, the Alexandria Library that was destroyed. There are only five books left. And so one is a codex, which is what we're working with now. And so I have a postulation of what 666 means, and I will be writing about that. And we'll talk about the resurrection and of the Mayan system and the giant planet that is 1.5 million years in circumference. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-319-3943.
Allergens and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dr. Ren Plucker, and if you remember the first hour of our program today, I opened with the process of the umbilical cord and being saved now in terms of what's called the genetic biobank, and the idea of you not owning your body was really under the Newborn Baby Act. This was signed by President Bush. Where the DNA from the baby is really government property. And this is being extended by the present social planners and could the plans are that it is entirely possible that the research, which is very similar to the one that was of the pool system of the sperm, of the viability of the sperm, where the genetic sequence can have up to 23 sequences of genes to determine the hybrid human or the process of the immunity system. Even though the ovum may select the sperm has the ability to sequence the gene within the process of before penetration, because the sperm sequence is coded by the stem cell system, which is encoded in the sperm, not the ovum. So women need to, in my private opinion, and they have for, you know, a long time, are missing the boat here, that if they want children and they want to develop a fertility system, pay a little more attention to the male's to the male sperm and the sequence from it. But keep in mind that under the new Baby Born Act, the process of that DNA now belongs to the government. And the process comes down to, and I talked about this a lot over the past 4 years. Now I'm going to talk about it more, because there's a process of it in terms of the kinds of water systems, food systems, and these are chemistries we're talking about, and which are going to be tested in a different way and be part of other acts that are signed in the executive order. You know, so where you can develop all of this in another way is to know that you have patient dumping going on from Obamacare, because they're putting it into the families, and families can't take care of the people, and something's going to have to happen in a good way to try to solve this problem. Or, as it was just determined in one of the dissertations given at the Olympic Games, the process of the superhuman has begun. We have reached the point of our human abilities by time scores and the rest of it in the Olympics. This Olympics theme in England is talking about the superhuman. And this was started in terms of the Chinese Olympic Games, where they had the bird nest Olympic Stadium. And they told the world what they were going to do. They did it in lights. They did it in song. They did it with 14,000 human beings in unison dancing the Te Kwai Ton message of the superhuman. I want to thank you very much for listening to Parker Pathways and supporting RBN.org. And I thank all the people who make it possible. I thank my producer. And my hat's off to you, Minerva. And we'll see you next week in Parker Pathways, 10 to 12 Central Time. And support the troops. They're our firewall. We'll see you next week. God bless America. Of your life. One, the